aging, and recovery.
Hey, family, I'm Lisa, and I'm an addict. You know, when I was asked to do this topic, aging and recovery, right, I was like, hell, I ain't old. Why they asked me to do that topic, right? Then I looked at my story. The last 18 years of being here, right, I came in here 38, and today I'm 56, right? And my story in recovery let me see that I aged regardless of what I did before I got here. If I was still there, I would look like the senior citizen, right? And my husband was telling all these jokes. He said, yeah, that's the meeting for the wheelchairs and senior citizens, right? And then I put a smile on my face because he'll call me Grandma Dynamite, right? And when I got here, my story was I'm Snow White with the seven dwarfs because I had seven brothers. I'm the baby and I'm the only girl. So Snow White has turned into Mother Goose, right? So time did do exactly what it was supposed to do. And it was the best thing that happened to me. It seriously saved my life. I was a heroin addict at 15. I used was in the methadone clinic. So everything I'm experiencing at 56, I'm supposed to experience. Getting out of bed slow, hell. I walked that flight of stairs just to get up here. Right, I still won't smoke cigarettes. I got asthma, I got allergies, right? So on top of the health issues, I procrastinate knowing damn well you're killing yourself, Lisa. Let's be honest. With a program, right? That cigarette that you know harming you, Lisa. Like when you go to the doctor and they give you some new shit that you already knew the bills in the mail because you participated to do this to yourself, Lisa. And I'm grateful. I don't have diabetes. I got damn floaters in my eyes. I say, what's them? He say, cataracts. But mine float around. So it looked like, at first the time, it looked like somebody took a picture with a camera and I see spots everywhere. And I got to get real close up on you like senior citizens. I'm aging and recovering. Huh? I understand that shit clearly. How about this one, ladies? At 49, I got two children. Biological. Meaning I had them. My son will be 36 May 16th. My daughter be 9. August 14th. My children, 28 years apart. I'm talking about having a baby at 49 in this program. My ego went like this. Because women looking at me now, right? I wear blue wrench because I'm white. Huh? I'm talking about having a child in here and she made me grow up. She gave me youth and she made me mature. First 5 years I was fighting, spitting, throwing hot coffee. I mean, I was acting out real ugly. Physically fighting. I'm 38. Who do you think you can fight, Lisa? Your hands look like mittens. You shot dope. You can't even make a fist. But I want to fight. I'm running around sizing people up, seeing if their hands look like mine, so maybe I'm going to have a win. I'm talking about being old in here and getting old in here and not wanting to grow up because a little girl keep appearing. But after being here for a while and having that little girl, the last 9 years, I've been so humble. She gave me youth. She gave me joy. Hell, I enjoy living today. I'm talking about it's a good day waking up. I got to put teeth in my mouth. Shit, I thought only senior citizens done that. The methadone ate your teeth up, Lisa. You supposed to put dentures in if you ain't got none. I broke them prior to coming here. I really had a complex. Then I ain't going to do this meeting. I ain't going to bother teeth. Huh? I'm talking about ego, self-centeredness and shit. Damn y'all addicts. Y'all come here every year too. Aging and recovering. I'm talking about getting here and staying no matter what. When deaths endure, I read The Journey to Continue, and I ain't want to sound like The Journey to Continue. I want to give y'all my experience with aging and recovery, but it helped me, the chapter, because it says in the chapter you're going to endure deaths, you're going to endure relationships, you're going to endure jobs as you get older in your recovery, and all those things happened to me, from the health issues to the deaths. It was very aging on me. I felt like a senior citizen when my daddy died because I'm daddy's girl. I'm the only little girl. So that was the first death. Then my daughter's father, the 9-year-old, he died. Then my big brother, and that's seven of them. The oldest one, he would have been 73 years old. He died in my living room. The last death, my mother. And I had to literally bury her. When I say bury her, I don't mean financially. I had to polish her fingernails, make sure she had the white suit on. So this is my bonding time. I had 15 years to make amendments with her. I had 15 years to make amends with her. So that wasn't the peace. It was the peace of aging, wondering, is somebody going to be there to do this for me? I do the math now. When my daughter gets 10, I'll be 60. I'm talking about always adding in my head. He gave me this topic. I said, damn, you was 38 when you got here. You be 57 this year, Lisa. Huh? I'm talking about when women say, is that your granddaughter? I get real arrogant. No, that's my daughter. And for them black bougie women in D.C., they like asking me, is that your granddaughter? No, girl, I was humping at 49. I like saying that, though, right? Then when I do workshops, I say, look, between the hot flash and the menopause, she just was created, right? And men have flash, too. I know what be going on with my husband. He be running around in the house and stuff like he. We got Jack Russell dog. The dog gets scared. I get scared. The 9-year-old gets scared. Shit. Y'all miss something, right? Complain about what I cook. I ain't make 3-course meal. Where my vegetable? Look, man, I got a job. I got a 9-year-old. I got to walk the dog. I got to hump you. I got to go to work. This a lot of shit. You talking about aging in the garden? The older you get, the hump feel good if you can get it in. I had one playing last night, a call from North Carolina blew my hump night. You know them damn cell phones? They need to age. They need to stop making them so, you know, they tell you where you at and all that, right? You know, it's hot. It's snitch on. Right? They need to get old because we ain't had this when I came here with her. Cell phones was real big and people had pages. I'm talking about aging and recovery. Huh? You got an NA kit. When you came in, people was writing their phone numbers on and all the bills, right? Flashing, knowing that's bill money. Huh? I'm talking about my story. Aging and recovery. I wear blue in my hair because I'm white. I like looking good, but I would rather feel better. And some days, it's a hard job trying to feel good. You can just say this dressed up garbage can. Girl, if I dress the way I look, you gonna tell something going on. Huh? They keep saying mental health. I say, I got that too. Bipolar, I want that too. I want them to diagnose me with whatever's going on so when I get to my golden days, right, and I call the golden girls when you really are 75. And I had the privilege of being in the D.C. area where I look at my predecessors. They in their 60s, and this one lady is 74 years old. And listen, y'all, she got 31 years. That's right. I came in under women who had did the same exact thing I did. Before crack had a predecessor called BAM. They used intravenously. So when I got here, it was women to greet me. I wasn't the only hands that looked like mittens. I wasn't the only lady who had abscesses like chicken pox. I wasn't by myself. That was a good feeling to just be among a group of people just like you. So if your ass is 9, you aging, ask yourself why you got a walker on, why you got them diabetic socks on, why you take medication. If you anything like me, look, I'm heavy up here. I think I got Tina Turner legs, and I got Mama's on ass, so I wear butt pads. And once a month, I wear Depends, because I told you I got asthma. I cough so bad on my bladder, I pee in the bed. My husband say, move over there. My husband got all kinds of punchlines for me, right? Say, look at you. What's real on you? I say, well, babe, I got the Popeyes on because when I wear my butt pads, he called them Popeyes, right? I think y'all know when I got them on, right? Because y'all know I look like Mama Song back then. Now all of a sudden I got a little Popeyes. I'm talking about still trying to feed the aging, right? I'm embracing getting old. I'm embracing it getting old. Some people ain't into that. Hey, I had a baby at 49. She healthy. She is 100% healthy. They told me, because I was a black woman past 35, I did an anionesis test. They said 96% of my blood work was Down syndrome. My daughter is a beautiful baby from the start, and the people from D.C. know that. She go everywhere I go. I don't go nowhere I can't take her. She my sidekick. She my BFF. And she a young lady. She's innocent. She don't understand what addict is. She don't understand nothing about crack, shooting dope. She don't know nothing about tricking. She hear all this stuff, but her little mind isn't a 9-year-old. Huh? And they embrace her in D.C. with love. I grew in here. First, they started calling me the first lady because I used to go to this room wherever it's a men's slash shelter treatment facility. So I got about 3 years, and I'm the only woman in this 12 o'clock meeting. So the director started calling me the first lady, right? My ego got this big. I'm in there with a whole lot of goddamn homeless goddamn addicts. But they was men, they worked for me, shit. Then, about 5 more years went down the road, they changed my name again. Bring it on home. You be Shane in D.C. and that shit just don't sound right to me. I just, bring it on home. So then people start spotting me in meetings, and I had to get patience and tolerance, right? Because I'm getting older, so I got more patience and tolerance. So I ain't hit nobody in 9 years. I ain't caused nobody no harm in 9 years. I ain't been to jail in 9 years. Because each time I acted out, in D.C. they say, we got speed dial 911, and they uses that shit too, right? You go to court, look like the whole meeting sitting out there, right? That's not a good feeling, right? The older you get from your experiences, you learn. You're not going to stay stuck because pain is a motivator. Huh? I don't like pain. So when they removed all 32 of my teeth, I'm lying about that. I think I had about 19, right? When they removed them, I kept saying, I don't want to look like no horse. You know, some people dentures, right? And when they broke last week, I was just lost. Huh? All I was thinking about was doing this workshop. I already got a tongue ring. Right? So I don't want y'all looking in my mouth because ain't nothing down here, right? And ain't none of that matter no more. God said, girl, I'm going to work on you some more. You're going to go out there and you're going to give a clear message of hope. You're going to help somebody because your ass is aging and recovery list. You can't beat that. I got a little tummy line around here, right? My husband called me inner tube. You know that SS way we get, so I don't wear shirts tucked in the inside. I don't know how you women do that. Stuff be hanging out. Look, I ain't got no ass, so my stomach look bigger than the back of me. No, I ain't doing that. No, I'm not doing that. No, no, no. I don't do tracks, wigs, or weeds, right? I'm mad because my hair starts growing later on in life. Huh? Because I ain't had time to wash it, Nod. Hell, I'm not going to hairdresser, Nod. I'm not. I got to look for cookers. I got to get some water. I got to get some works. That was a lot of work. I ain't going to make no doctor's appointment. I'm not going to keep it. I need some insurance. It's free. Let's go get DC Medicaid. And I didn't use it. Huh? So I understand why I don't have no teeth. You play the role, Lisa. You start drinking methanol at 15. You don't supposed to have no damn teeth. Between the meth, the Xanax, the Calipress, and the Red Bull, oh, you right where you supposed to be, Lisa. Huh? I ain't into now. I ain't never smoked crack. I don't bother y'all. Look, we all got a choice. Y'all move around too much and shit. I'm trying to gnaw. Y'all want to clean up. Sit your ass down. Look, I'm clear. I bust pimples when I'm nodding. I talk about third world shit that don't make sense. Right? And y'all always thinking. Huh? I got the next one in me. Let me gnaw. Aging and recovery. I came in here and embraced all the crackies. I found out they look in their pockets. I look on grounds for cookers. I'm talking about how you grow up in here. I don't judge nobody in here. I won't say that's your process. That's your experience. That's where you at. Hell, if that's the case, I spit on that woman because it was a process. I threw hot coffee on that woman because it was a process. I fight because it's a process. No, Lisa, your ass was wrong. You was hurting. You had misdirected anger. You ain't done no real fourth step and found out who the hell you is. You ain't meant to God in the fifth step that your ass know you did it to another human being and you need some forgiveness. And as long as I kept practicing 6 and 7, it was going to be a lot of pain. Because when I steal, I know I'm doing something wrong. And when I get caught, I don't want to face the humiliation. Yeah. And when I did 8 and made a list and shit, I got to grow up in here. Don't put no damn dope boy on the list. He knew what the hell he was doing, Lisa. Huh? He said, dope. You bad. Clear. Huh? Yeah. When I made the list on 9, when I know I was humping the mailman, the cable man, your man, everybody man, they not going on no damn list because they got a wife. You might go to make amends and the wife whoop your butt. You know you did it, just write that little name on this. I say cable man, mailman, metro bus driver. I just did it like that. They said make a list. I did my part. 10, and this was amazing. You know how we talk about golden girls, old people, they nosy. 10 will help you with this. If you mind your damn business, at the end of the day, you ain't got to be running around apologizing to people. Because old people knows it. They're going to tell you if they UPS came, what time the man left your house, your son came over, the dog was barking. That's just how we do in the Cardiac Anonymous. We tell every damn thing we see. We need to cut that shit out because it's harmful, too. It's harmful. Embrace aging. Your ass gonna get old if you stay here. You're running out of numbers. So if you 50-something, that means you can raise your 60. You run out of numbers. Don't keep running out of numbers. I'm just 54. No, you get ready pro 60, honey. You got 6 more rounds. Like me, I got 3 more rounds of 50 and I'll be 60. I'm cool with it. The blessing is I want to be here to receive it. Huh? I ain't the only one here with dentures. I bet you everybody brought their damn blue there here with them. I know. I bet you the women here done brought some extra wigs and shit too. And everybody went to the hairdresser. The smart ones went to the braid shop and just got their hair braided, right? Y'all know it take a lot to keep this together. I wanted to give them something last night and don't look good tonight now. That was last night, shit. It's over with. You better get it when you can get it, right? Don't last long. You talking about something, I'm just 2 humps. You lucky you got that. I mean, you know, being realistic, ain't no more quiet storms and we gonna go to old quiet storms. That ain't happening. Huh? We ain't even doing 30 minutes in my house. Ain't no noise to be made. Ain't nothing gonna fall. The bed ain't gonna break. It's not that kind of party. You just be grateful I'm still here. Huh? I'm talking about aging and recovery and embracing all my faults. And I had some, y'all. I was wrong a lot of times. But I'm able today to hold my head up because I'm a hell of a woman in recovery and a damn good mother. And I use social media. I post a picture of me and that 9-year-old and my Jack Russell dog walking her to the school bus every morning. If you can see through that picture and that Jack Russell dog, you a bad ass. Because I'm not going to give you no drama and confusion. The loudest thing going on in my house when my husband had one of his episodes. Ain't no yelling in my house. The dog don't even bark. I told you everybody get scared and go this way. He come in the door from work. My daughter say, "Daddy's home." I say, "Don't say it loud." When I get dressed for work in the morning, I get up early in the morning. And I'm a morning person. I don't know how to not turn the light on or make the drawer open up lightly, right? So it won't make no noise, right? Damn it, it's our house. You sleep light. I've been wanting to tell him for years, man, look, you need to buy them little earplugs and them things like the senior citizens wear, and you need to sleep that shit. Because they got something for that. The old people do it. We old. We old. Stop trying to wear them Tina Turner miniskirts, lady. You know, we got stuff hanging out. I can't wear that. I can't wear spandex pants. I can't do that. Some leggings, if I got one on, I got on another shirt, look like a dress. I got to cover all that up. And I think I got Tina Turner legs. I'm talking about how we got to be presentable and embrace our aging with grace. And the one thing I know is when you get to Narcotic Anonymous, ladies, we become women with integrity. Men love to date us. They talk all that shit, but they can't deal without us. They talking that N.A. women. What about you, N.A. men? Y'all getting old. Some of y'all making your head bald and shit because you don't want nobody to see you white. Lord. They are not no Michael Jordans. They just got bald heads because they don't want you to see that gray. They going to get tattoos and shit for shape up. They go through too. We're not by ourselves, ladies. You hear me? I go to hairdresser. Every 2 weeks, I be seeing all the new touch-ups the men get. They wear dreads. They want pinheads up too. They get dye in their head. And I ain't know they do the. You know what it is. Somebody get on. Yes. They age. They getting old. Everybody in here got sneakers on. You can't run no damn way. You got them on. They gave us an activity site. We're going to do a 5-mile run. Won't be nobody signing up. And we got a group of people in D.C. They keep walking the Bay Bridge, right? I say, them damn fools. They got this new thing. They monitor how many footsteps they took, how fast their heart went and shit, right? Look, all my shit would do that if I hump. I'm clear. I'm not walking nowhere. I walk that dog and that little girl to the school bus every morning. That's my therapy. That's my exercise. Huh? I got to come back home, walk the dog, cook, iron clothes, and like I said, I try and hump. That's a full day. Shit. And he always comes on, I'm in bed by 7:30. I'm doing good. What you talking about? I wash the news from the bed. I iron clothes from the bed. I do everything from the bed. And in the morning when I wake up, I be looking for my flip-flop. Because if I walk flat on my feet swell. Because I shot dope in my feet. I'm clear on that. It's some stuff called toxemia. And women get it when they're pregnant. Or if you got high blood pressure or diabetes, right? It's something you're going to get the older you get here in Narcotic Anonymous, right? So if you don't eat red meat and you tighten your diet up, it's helpful, right? But the toxemia is going to be there. That's another plus I got. It's aging and recovery. Huh? I'm talking about ladies. If you don't do nothing else, when you start aging, embrace it. You're not sweet 16 no more. That shit over with. You start naming stores in D.C. Forever 21, right? I say, yeah, right. I went in there and I wear a size 7, 8, but it's not age appropriate, so I can't wear that stuff. Right? But I want to bad, y'all. I swear. But I'm like, boy, they gonna look at me. And I gotta realize some days, even though I got a 9-year-old, I got a 15-year-old granddaughter, and my son 35, and he proud of me. Huh? My granddaughter said, why I can't be the aunt? Why I gotta be the niece? I say, well, grandma ain't working out like that. Most women my age, they don't have children, so I embrace everyone I meet with small people, right? And the parents in here, his grandparents, I embrace y'all even more because my daughter go through the only child syndrome, right? And where we live at, we live in an area in Northwest D.C. where a lot of foreigners live. So she speaks Spanish fluently. Mama wants stuck, aging and recovery. I'm talking about when I go to read the paper, every time I look at something, I say, room 227, girl, look, you blind, you're a senior citizen, give me that. I always misread what I don't see because I can't see that good, damn it, I got floaters. He keep on, you know, throwing body shots at me. Go ahead, old lady. You know, it's cute at times, but when I'm with Lisa, that shit hurt. Me, I'm the same age of 57, too. Shit. What you think? You a spring chicken? You did the same thing I did. You got high blood pressure. You get stressed out too much, baby. You get stressed out too much, baby. I don't want to have no stroke with you. I don't want to have no stroke with you. Okay? He in here too, y'all. He gonna give me when we know. But I got that shit off of me. Look around the room, right? I see a lot of gray hair. I see purple hair. I see blue hair. I am not alone. And I want to tell y'all something, right? Riding up here yesterday, I say, well, I'm going to my home group. And I thought today, you know, Lisa, you need to be at this convention at 12 o'clock. The excitement and the adrenaline I got as it approached 12 o'clock. And some of the people that I told to come to this workshop, they came. And they my big sisters in recovery. I love you, Val, right? That mean a lot when you up here shame. And we got everybody. I met a lady from Utah. I said, damn, you came from outside the United States. We got Utah at this convention.
Yeah.
And it works. When you up here shame and you see somebody from home and they're your predecessor, Victor, I love you. You know, it just lets you know that the 18 years you was here, Lisa, you put some work in so you reap the benefits. And now that you're maturing in recovery because you're getting older, because you're not forever 21, you're 56, you'll be 57 in November, and I'm in a no matter what club. I used to be fearful of cancer because my mom had cancer, right? Look, God, whatever you got, bring it. I'm talking about you got to stand for something in here. The literature says when two recovering addicts share their experience, strength, and hope, the NA heartbeats, right? We more like than indifferent. Everybody in this room is aging and recovering. Every last one of us. And it's the hit. You done made it to the other side from some of your aging processes. I know cancer survivors. I know people who took insulin who not insulin dependent no more. Huh? I'm talking about, I know people who have went through the process and they still here today. So, you know, the cataracts and the floaters I got in my eyes, I'm going to embrace them. They burn them out every 3 years and I'm prepared, you know. But I'm talking about aging and recovery and still feel good. I look good, y'all. I'm talking about When I wake up in the morning and go in the bathroom, before I put my teeth in, before I unwrap my hair, I be having a toothbrush. I be saying, go on, Diva. You know how you got to tell yourself? Yes. With no makeup on. Yes, in the raw. Yes. You got to call yourself a diva. Yes. Men, y'all need to go get some pedicures, because I don't like scratching toenails on men, baby. Y'all mad because your feet ugly. Look, they got something for that. Just go and get a pedicure. Because it's aging and recovery. And when you embrace it, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful feeling, right? I'm getting old. I'm here to get old. The life I lived, I might not have been here if I'd have stayed out there. Let me say that again. The life I live, I don't suppose to be here. Nothing but God. Nothing but God. I used to see people say, but God, but God. I understand that today. I'm going to get older. I'm going to be a senior citizen. Still a member of the No Matter What Club, because I like the way I'm living. Yes, I've aged in recovery. I'm Lisa, I'm an addict, and I'm going to keep coming back. Yeah.